Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Metroplex. Hump Day edition of Sean and Bobby. He is our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. I'm Sean Treif. Choppy out on Christmas vacay. I saw the finger all bandaged up. I guess he got his finger surgery.
Yes, he did after it had been busted up on July 4th years ago. I had never heard that story until 2 weeks ago or whatever it was. Do you remember when he busted his finger open?
I remember him having Stefania Bell from ESPN examine it. We recorded her examining it at some type of, I don't know whether it was training camp or whatever, but he was always complaining about this one finger. I don't know if that's that injury or what, but that was like 10, 12 years ago.
I had never noticed that he had baldinger fingers, but he did. That one was all jacked up looking.
Not have baldy fingers. And
by the way, this is just more evidence that whenever I say easiest person to troll in the world is an amateur golfer, whenever I talk about that, because he's talking about he's having the surgery. Like, well, yeah, I mean, it's just starting to affect the golf game a little bit. You're choosing surgery because of your amateur golf game, chap. That's why you've decided this needs to get done.
What has Vegas decided for the CFP, and what is going to happen? I got the odds on the exact championship matchup in the final from Bet Online in Vegas. Who are they picking for the big game, Bob?
Texas and Georgia.
Yes, kinda. 11-2 odds for Texas and Georgia. Also 11-2 for
Texas and or Oregon and Georgia.
Yes. Good job. 11-2 or I feel like Oregon. When's the last time we knew as little about a number one team? And again, that's just like market, like
yeah. You know,
watching the play, time zone, all that stuff, but I know the least about Oregon.
Yeah, and that's with all the Phil Knight money and everything that they've got there in Oregon, like all the stuff that you would think would keep them active. But that's what happens when you get those West Coast teams that play at 9 o'clock at night.
All right, will Travis Hunter be selected as a wide receiver or DB in the 2025 draft as announced by Goodell during the draft?
Ooh.
It has to be the position that Roger announces.
Travis Hunter, defensive back, Colorado.
Yes, minus 200 is what Vegas thinks. If you think it's wide receiver, plus 150. I wonder if they can convince him to just say, like, weapon.
Oh, like athlete, like they do with recruiting rankings and stuff like that?
No, position. What will happen first during his rookie year? Catches a touchdown, intercepts a pass.
Catches a touchdown.
Yes, why would you think that?
Because, I mean, interceptions are, when you get three or four, you're having a really good year, and I would assume they think that'll take longer, but they'll get him in on offensive packages and he'll get a throw.
But not a lot of reps, you would think.
No. Just as like a spot receiver, but I would imagine he gets red zone reps and they think he'll score in the first couple weeks.
Because Dove Kleiman apparently screwed up a Jay Glazer report from this past weekend. He said, no, I didn't say Travis would rarely touch the field on offense. I said most teams said they would play him at corner because it's hard to find a shutdown with his ball skills, but also use him in packages on offense at wideout. Hope this clarifies.
Yeah, very Deion-like.
Will Travis break the NFL record for game snaps during his rookie season? And forget that for now. Who has the NFL rookie record? It was in 2012. Not a big-name player.
I have no idea.
Game snaps. You want to guess the number of snaps?
980.
I think it's like game snaps within the game.
Oh, within a game itself? Oh, okay. Then 102.
118 by Jordan Babineau in 2012 against the Lions. No, he will not break the record as the slight favorite at minus 150.
Yeah, I could see that. Because I think he's going to play 10 to 15 snaps a game on offense is what he'll get.
All right, I have screwed over Bobby Belt because I have the wife 40th birthday plans on Saturday. It's pretty much an all-day affair starting at 4 p.m. The Texas Longhorns play at 6 p.m. Have you thought about this?
I have not thought about it that much. But
I have to remind Bobby of so many things in his life. Yesterday, he's like, what are the girls doing again? I'm like, they're going shopping. what's going on with this? Your kid has that.
you're the one telling me my kid's sick.
Yeah.
They don't kick off. I was going to say, when you said six, I was like, they kick off at three. So, I mean, I'll see the first part of the game.
Six may be the... Is that
That's Tennessee and Ohio State, or maybe it's 7 o'clock, but yeah, the later game is Tennessee-Ohio State that day.
Okay, but what are you going to do for the remainder of the game? Just watch it on the phone?
I mean, it'll be a blowout by the time we get things going, is one thing. But two, I mean, like, I'm going to keep tabs on it, but this is a game that I feel like is such an easy victory for Texas.
Oh, my.
That
people are going to be mad at you. Longhorn fans are going to be mad at you jinxing it.
I'm going to be, I don't want to watch it. Like, I'm going to feel like I'm going to have anxiety. Like, if I was sitting at home, I think I'd probably be jumping in and out of the game because I don't know how comfortable I'd be sitting there watching it. I was still, when I was 15, when Texas beat USC in the national title game, they had that big 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-2 before Texas got the ball back and Vince went down the field and scored and they won the game. On that 4th-and-2, they had not been able to stop Lindell White all night. They hadn't been able to stop USC's running game. I had to turn the TV off when they went 4th-on-4th down. I was like, I'm not gonna watch this. And I turned the TV back on 2 minutes later and saw the Texas cheerleaders going nuts. And I was like, oh, thank God. That's because I turned the TV off. So for big moments moving forward, I need to turn the TV off.
Favorite to be the #1 overall pick?
Travis Hunter.
No.
Shedeur Sanders.
There you go, Will Chambers. Oh, that's going to be an all-time dunk for Will. It's going to be phenomenal.
No.
Who will be with the Raiders in week 1? Shedeur only? Shedeur was playing catch, I think, the other day with Malik Nabers, by the way, on the streets in New York. Was I the only one saying, get off the damn street? Like, you're going to get hit out there in that crap hole. Shedeur only? Deion and Shedeur? Deion only.
Shedeur only.
Shedeur only is the favorite. To be with Mark Davis and the Raiders.
I'm curious. Deion and Shedeur is #2, right? It's not Deion only.
Deion and Shedeur is 5-2 +250, and then 4-1 is Deion only.
Okay.
So yeah, third place.
Yep.
North Carolina over under win total. 7.
I mean, they won 6 this year or something like that. So yeah, okay, that sounds about right. So the favorite over.
And do they already have their first big transfer?
Oh my gosh. It is the most Belichick transfer of all time. He secures his first transfer in the portal. And this kid's name is, what is his name? His name is Christo Kelly, which that already sounds kind of like a Patriot.
Is that Greek?
He is a offensive lineman, a center to be exact, from Holy Cross. So Belichick has gotten a transfer that is a 6th-year senior center transfer from Holy Cross, who is a 5-time member of the Academic Honor Roll and is an economics major. He also has 3 college athlete brothers at blue-collar schools like Holy Cross, Colgate, and Purdue. So this sounds like the most Belichick transfer ever and says, all right, that same crap that got Belichick fired previously, he's going to build the team the same way in there in North Carolina.
Will UNC win their season opener at home against the Horned Frogs?
Yes.
Yes is the favorite at minus 220. If you want to bet on TCU, it's plus 180. Look ahead line, Clemson at UNC. I don't care about that. Will North Carolina qualify for the CFP tournament? Yes is 8-1. Will they reach the ACC championship game? Yes is 5-1. Will North Carolina win the ACC championship? Yes is 10-1. Will they win 10 or more games? Yes is 10-1. How many current Power 4 players will transfer to Belichick? Over under 13.
Over.
How many years will Bill coach at UNC? Over under 2.5.
Under.
Will Bill coach all 5 years of his contract? You just answered that. No is the favorite at minus 200. The other day, Jim Gray, that weasel, to his credit, asked, sorry, McKenzie, I'm taking shots at other people, making enemies, Peyton's girlfriend.
That's an enemy I think you can handle.
The other day, Jim Gray was like, what's up with the buyout? He goes, Jim, you know I don't discuss contracts. So he won't discuss when the buyout drops from $10 million to $1 million after 1 year.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm sure he wants to sound like he's planted at UNC and that he's not got any interest in the NFL.
What will happen first with Bill's girlfriend? She enrolls for classes at UNC. She dates a UNC football player.
Oh, my gosh. She enrolls for classes.
They're both tied.
There's no I'll way. Take a sip.
Vegas put this on the board. That's gross at minus 120. Which UNC fraternity will Bill join? Beta Theta Pi is 3-1.
Yeah, he's a beta. Makes sense.
There you go. Those are all of your Bill Belichick numbers and college football in Vegas.
The stuff I always wonder, like, who's sitting there going, like, are they just going, like, what's the wildest thing we can come for odds for? Or do they think, like, oh, no, we've got a beat on this. We feel like we can get something on this.
MVP favorite in the NFL.
Josh Allen.
1-9.
Yeah.
Minus 900. Lamar is actually second at 6-1. Then Saquon at 14-1.
Lamar has put up, like, I was looking at that this week. If you look at his numbers statistically, they are absurd. They're disgusting numbers he's put up this year.
Power rankings at 8 o'clock. This morning here on DFW Sports Station.
It's a better year, honestly, than if you look at his numbers. It's better than his two MVP years.
Defensive player of the year.
TJ Watt.
It is TJ Watt at 4-7. Care to guess who else?
Trey Hendrickson.
Patrick Surtain, Nick Bonito, and Will Anderson Jr.
Nick Bonito's been really good for Denver. That's been a nice find for the Broncos. Sean Payton, developing talent.
I'm glad you said the team name because I was like, who the hell does he play for? What's his background, Bonito?
Oklahoma. He was an edge rusher linebacker at Oklahoma.
Coach of the year?
Kevin O'Connell.
Good job. Almost even money. Then
Tomlin.
Then Dan Campbell.
Hmm.
Then Dan Quinn. Then Sean Payton. Man, Dan Campbell. He got me fired up yesterday as he was on 97.1. He had to be dumped twice as he cursed on there, talking about what the Lions need to do to rebound after the Bills loss.
You know what happens is, you know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose, and then the sky falls. And I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. You know, what happens is you get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us. And well, everything's good. Life's good, you know. But you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your molded bread. Sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are. And we'll do that. And so we got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys. And you know what? It's exactly what we needed. This is exactly what we needed. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to respond. We got guys that are about to have an unbelievable opportunity here. And we will play the game any way needed to win. We still got a good offense. We got plenty of defensive players. I can go rattle them off right now. We're going to put the best 11 on the field. We're going to freaking cut it loose. We're going to play with our special teams. And I don't give a crap if we got to win by 1 point for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to be happy about it. We come out of the game with 50 yards of total offense and we win by one. You're going to see smiles on my face. I promise you. All right. If it's the other way defensively, we give up 700 yards and we win by 1 point, you're going to see a smile from my ear to ear. All right. I can promise you. So we're going to find a way and we're going to get it done.
That's a radio interview. He's so damn authentic and genuine. Yes, he makes some bonehead analytical decisions like the onside kick, there's just no way you can't love the guy.
Yeah, and it's the main reason why I love him is because when he makes the bonehead play, like what was there was the question he got asked about earlier this year by those same hosts. And he's like, ask me about it. Just stop screwing around. Just ask me what you want to ask me. And then when they did, he was like, yeah, it was dumb. There. Okay, I told you, it's dumb.
It's all you need.
Shouldn't have done it. Just tell me what you feel, and I'll tell you back.
Why can't more do that?
I don't know. Pride, ego,
they're giving away a secret.
Look what
Dan Campbell did after the Jahmyr Gibbs whiteboard was released. Like, okay, like if that causes us to lose, we weren't good enough anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all of what you were just saying. The idea of just pride, the wanting to look superior, not wanting to give anything away, not wanting to admit you're wrong. He's comfortable.
What'd you say, Mike?
I'll go back and check.
It's just like anything.
Offensive rookie of the year. By the way, Nick Harris charted McCarthy's presser the other day. He said he thinks that's the first time all season he did not say it's just like anything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Offensive rookie of the year.
Offensive rookie of the year. Let's go with, I know who it should be, but we'll say Jaden Daniels.
Who should it be?
Brock Bowers.
Jaden Daniels is 1-20, minus 2,000. It's over as far as Vegas is concerned. Then Bo Nix, then Brock Bowers, who Bobby helped me draft in fantasy. Then Jared Sandler will feel the wrath this weekend. Rookie defensive player of the year.
It's a guy, Jared Verse.
He's second.
Oh, really? Who? Wow.
It's a guy you've talked about a lot.
A guy we've talked about a lot. I'm blanking.
His first name letter is really towards the end of the alphabet.
I have no idea who we're talking about.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles corner. Quinyon Mitchell. And then I would guess also on there is Cooper DeJean.
Tarheeb Still?
Yeah, I don't remember where he went, but yeah. And then we've got, I would guess, Kamari Lassiter's on there somewhere.
Offensive player of the year.
Offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley.
Yep, well done. Did you read my email?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I read your rundown. I didn't read all the links you put in there.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line on DFW Sports Station. Let's start previewing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Longtime Bucs insider Rick Stroud joins us on the D&M Leasing Hotline next on Sean and Bobby 105.3 The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Cowboys, Buccaneers, as the announcer man just said here on DFW Sports Station, it's going to be Sunday Night Football tomorrow. The great Mike Tirico will be joining the program today at 9:20. We'll have Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com, Sean Sharif, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. During the commercial-free expressway, we have a Boys to Men ticket giveaway to hook you up with. Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times is getting set to join us here momentarily. Bob, what do you think the point spread is right now?
Tampa Bay, let's see. I think it started at 3, so we'll say it went up. Tampa Bay, 4.
Good job. You're doing a good job guessing today. Bucks
I always do.
By 4? No, that's why I said today. The over-under is 48.5.
Okay, I could see that. Tampa Bay puts up points, and they've struggled a little bit defensively. Dallas is starting to figure things out on offense.
Let's bring in Rick Stroud to preview here on 105.3 The Fan, courtesy of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Does Tampa by 4 make sense in Vegas to you?
You're asking me about gambling lines? I have no clue, man. I don't gamble, and I don't participate in that stuff. But listen, they should be favored in this game. And I think, you know, simply put, they've been in sort of this playoff mode for a while now. And they also are running the ball as well as anybody in the National Football League right now. And that's an area that we know the Cowboys do not do very well in. So with the momentum they should have from their Chargers game, you know, every game is different, obviously, and for what they're playing for with a one-game lead in the South. Yeah, 4 points sounds about right, I guess.
Yeah, talk to us about Bucky Irving, his story and the evolution of this running game. We also thought that I lost money on this, not that you would know because you don't want to talk about Vegas, but Chuba Hubbard got shut down by Mike Zimmer and the Cowboys defense. So that'll give some Cowboy fans hope against Bucky Irving. But just talk about his evolution this year.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got three running backs. They've all done well at different times. And, you know, it's Rashad White had been the starter, has been the starter. I think the story is Liam Cohen and you know, sort of that offensive scheme, what they've done up front with the offensive line. But Bucky Irving is a guy that was, you know, probably underdrafted out of Oregon. You know, he's not the fastest guy. That might be one of the reasons why he wasn't picked higher. But he absolutely almost in every instance makes the first guy miss, even if it's in the backfield. He gets positive yards. He's averaged over 5 yards of carry from the first tote. And he's explosive. He's going to have one or two runs a game that's going to go for 30-plus yards. And, you know, when you have a back that's dynamic like that, can also catch the football, they use them both in a, you know, 21 personnel type situation that's been very effective for them. And, you know, Bucky Irving is going to be an all-rookie player and, you know, probably should get some Rookie of the Year votes. But he's been their home run hitter and a guy that can close out games for him. He's been terrific.
Rick, you know, we were talking about this last week a little bit when we were just kind of looking at things across the NFL, that the Buccaneers to me feel like the greatest example right now of an any given Sunday type of team. They've won 4 in a row after losing 4 in a row and kind of alternating wins and losses back and forth before that. Even the Saints game they played earlier this year, they go up 17-0, then they get outscored 27-7, then they outscore them 27-0 the rest of the way. What is this Buccaneers team? Do you think they've settled into an identity and figured out what exactly they are on a week-to-week basis?
I think they have. I think injuries has been the biggest part of their story this year. You know, if you really look at what's happened on their defense, they've had so many guys miss time. They still don't have either of their top starting safeties. Antoine Winfield Jr. is an all-pro. You know, and he's out again for the second time. Jordan Whitehead, they got back from the Jets. He's on IR. You know, they've just had so many guys down on that side of the ball. They've been playing with one inside linebacker, and Lavonte Davis, 34, still playing his butt off because they don't have a second inside linebacker. So they do a lot of snaps with, you know, dime and nickel situations. So I think they just had to be really resourceful. And when you have the third youngest team in the league and you're relying on a lot of those guys to play because of injuries early in the season, it's taken them a while to learn how to play in the National Football League. That's not a breaking news story. But these guys, because, you know, they lost Mike Evans, they lost Chris Godwin, they lost some really tough games. They've had three walk-off losses to teams like Kansas City and San Francisco. And, you know, I think it hardened them a little bit, but you can't get those back. You know, now all those rookies that had to play are now experienced, and they're starting to make big plays, and they have – settled into a pretty good identity offensively. And defensively, they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. I mean, they've allowed 15 points in the last four games a game, which is the best in the NFL since they came back from their bye week. But honest to God, I don't know how they're keeping it together on that side of the ball.
Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times, previewing Cowboys Buccaneers right here on 105.3 The Fan. Rick, has Baker solidified himself as the long-term answer at quarterback? And what has it been like covering Mayfield?
He's been terrific. Really enjoy the guy. He's authentic. I think that's what his teammates sensed right away as soon as he got here. And, you know, he's been through a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to come in and try to follow a Tom Brady, but that's the guy who could do it. And, you know, he signed a one-year make-it contract for $4 million, allowed them to put him through a sort of quarterback competition with Kyle Trask, which he won. And he has really found a home here. And now he has a three-year, $100 million contract. And, you know, teammates love him. You see the style of play he has. He's got to be careful. He takes too many hits. But the guy absolutely, you know, will not quit on a play. And now I think he's been reunited with the guy that he had for about 5 weeks with the Rams during that odyssey, and Liam Cohen. And the two of them have really collaborated on just what's been, you know, a great relationship and a great offense. And so he's very much at home here, has a new baby, has a new house, you know, and I think he's finally, you know, after many years of wandering through that NFL desert, he's kind of, you know, found his home.
You know, Dallas has sort of changed up their identity as the season's gone along. They've lost players, and they really focus in on running the ball now. They've had a lot of success with Rico Dowdle in recent weeks. Tampa Bay, I know, had a lot of struggles stopping the run early the last 5 weeks or so. Much improved against teams that like to run the ball, like Carolina and San Francisco and teams like that. You mentioned you don't, you know how they're keeping it together on that side of the ball. Is that something where Tampa Bay's just gotten up in some of these games and prevented these teams from running the ball, or is their run defense just tightened up a little bit?
Well, I think it's tightened up a lot. I think, again, you know, experience has done that. I think, you know, the coaches during the bye week really focused on themselves. They were, you know, not tackling well. They had a lot of things that were just football things that were self-inflicted. And I think they've improved on that. They've gotten to know their players a little bit better. But, you know, against some of these teams like the Chargers who, you know they're going to run the ball, and they – you know, they have a 290-pound fullback and a 290-pound tight end. I think they've just committed themselves, you know, to stopping the run and then being so versatile and multiple with a lot of these chess pieces that Todd Bowles has back there that can, you know, rush, cover, blitz. You've seen, you know, Lavonte David get home a bunch of times and pass rush. So they've just been very versatile. And I think, again, these guys have kind of learned their roles. And the coaches have learned them as well because they're playing a lot of rookies at different times and guys, you know, that are off other teams' practice squads that they've had in camp at some point. So it's really been kind of a grab bag. It's a tribute to Todd Bowles and his coaching staff. But shutting down the run is something that they've done against some pretty good teams. You know, it starts there. And then, you know, and then he's always dialed up pressures, and it's always created problems for quarterbacks.
Bucs reporter Rick Stroud joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. So, Rick, you mentioned Todd Bowles there. Obviously, we know that he's got a defensive background and he's had some strong defenses over the years. What is he like in terms of, if this is a close game, what is he like in terms of his aggressiveness on fourth down, going for two, you know, just the various things, clock management? How much is his game management a strength? How do you evaluate him as a game manager and somebody who's maybe aggressive with some of those decisions?
Well, he's not Dan Campbell, right? Nobody is. And I think, you know, there are times he will go for it on fourth down, but it's very measured, very calculated, not something that that you go into the game thinking, you know, and they're really going to push the envelope here today. Clock management has been an issue. They've lost games going back with Tom Brady because of poor clock management, and they've been on both sides of it. So, you know, I wouldn't consider that a strength of his. You know, what he is I think somebody that, you know, throughout an NFL season, there's going to be a lot of adversity strike. It did with these guys, you know, 2 years in a row, they were 3-1 both years. Some things happened, whether it was schedule, whether it was injuries or both, where they hit a losing streak. And it's really hard, as you guys know, in Dallas to turn that around, you know, once it starts rolling downhill like that, but you got to find a way to win in November and December in this league. And if you're going to play in January, so, you know, the ability to you know, people see him on the sidelines. Believe me, he's got a lot of fire going on in that belly. He's a former NFL player. He's extremely competitive, and he relates to his players, but he's also had a steady hand. He's been a guy that hasn't panicked. His teams haven't panicked, and they've gotten better each week. And so I credit him for doing that. Is he going to get him over the hump and win a Super Bowl one day? I think this team's window is really open for a while. They've got a very, very young football team. They look like they have their quarterback for a few years now. And if Todd Bowles continues to win, you know, this would be his third straight NFC South championship. Everybody can dog the conference, or the division rather, but that's just the what it is, and winning is what it's about in this league. So, you know, we'll see if he can hang on to a coordinator for more than 1 year. They keep leaving them to be head coaches, but so far, so good. And, of course, Todd is well known, you know, having coached in Dallas with Bill Parcells. He learned a lot about the game there and has a lot of good memories about the Cowboys.
Rick, what's your impression of the Cowboys? Are you looking at them as their typical mess? Are you looking at them as a dangerous upset possibility this upcoming weekend? What's your view on Dallas?
Well, they've won 3 out of 4, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, they've got a little wind in their sails. And you know, obviously, when you don't have your starting quarterback, it's hard to win in this league. And they've managed to do that. We know they've got elite players and game wreckers at various positions. And you have to identify those guys. And they're playing at home. So, you know, all those things tell you that you can't just walk in there and expect to win. You're going to have to play hard and outplay them. And I think they've righted the ship a little bit, you know, given their circumstances. I don't know what the future is of the head coach. I look at it from afar, and I believe that, you know, Jerry Jones, as much as he wants to win, has not done enough, you know, to help them in certain areas for whatever reason. But they've got elite players, you know, at certain positions that are a problem every single Sunday or Monday or Thursday. And they probably should be winning more than they have. But now with the backup quarterback, you know, like I said, who's to say what the expectations are at this point? But, you know, they get plenty of attention whether they win or they lose, and they always are. So they're going to be a story, and the whole, you know, I really believe and all that, you know, is always going to be, you know, top news. So they're an interesting team. It's always fun to go there. And as long as they got the star on their helmets, they're relevant.
Rick, are you a Hall of Fame voter?
I am not. Ira Kaufman is here. Although I've been in the room, and I have filled in there once in a while, so I have a lot of opinions on it.
Is Mike Evans, give us your opinion, is Mike Evans going to be an easy decision?
He would be for me, and I think he will be in that room. Look, he needs to average around, 85, 87 yards these last three games, and he'll have his 11th consecutive 1,000-yard receiving season, which doesn't sound like much, 1,000 yards these days. But believe me, his consistency is something that's unparalleled in the NFL. Only Jerry Rice has done it 11 years. No one's done it 10 years to start his career. You look at the touchdowns, the big games he's played in. Everybody says he's the most underrated receiver in the league, but he's so underrated that now he's rated. I think everybody knows who he is. And I know enough about that room to know when they get in there and you're looking at a guy that's, in the top, maybe 15 all time in so many different categories, yards, touchdowns, things like that, and won a Super Bowl. You look at the quarterbacks he's played with. You know, this guy didn't have Aaron Rodgers for 10 years or, you know, somebody like that. So, yeah, to me, he is a Hall of Famer. First ballot, I never get into that because I don't know what that means. It depends on the class that year. But he's definitely going to have a gold jacket, and he played great last week. He really carried their team.
Rick, we've had some pretty rough opposing fan invasions at AT&T Stadium this year. Baltimore, New Orleans, Cincinnati, a bunch of different teams have come in here and been able to pick up a large chunk of the stadium. How does Tampa travel generally? When you go on the road, do you notice that the fan base travels pretty well? And is that potentially going to be a game where you'll see people scooping up seats here in AT&T?
Well, I think they could. I was shocked by the number of Bucs fans in Los Angeles, although that's kind of an L.A. thing, right? The other team seems to invade your stadium. But it was a lot of people, and that's a long trip. This one, not quite as far. It is close to Christmas, though, so I don't know how people want to spend their money. That might be a question. But, they've got momentum. The fan base is excited about this team. So that would not surprise me with a two and a half hour flight if you don't see a lot of red or orange in that stadium on Sunday night.
Rick, before we let you go, got to ask you about the news of the day because it's in your division. What did you think, honestly, when the Falcons drafted Michael Penix? And what did you think of the switch in benching Cousins yesterday?
Well, I had a different perspective on it because...
Rick? Oh, Rick. Oh, we lost him. He gone.
Some Atlanta Arthur Blank pulled the power on him. Just That's like, right. You're not going to say anything about us.
Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times. We'll see if he hangs around for another 30 or 45 seconds with Pepe trying to reconnect. Then we'll hook you up with Boys to Men tickets during the commercial-free expressway. We got around the NFL power rankings at 8 o'clock this morning as well, and it is a Meet Church Wednesday. We got to get your prime ribs ready with Matt Pittman from Meet Church. Pepe, is he gone? See you later.
He's gone.
Okay. He was good. He was solid.
Yeah, he was. A lot of information.
Not gambling information.
No, not gambling information. The NFL gambling policy is working because it does tend to put the fear of God and people just go like, nope, don't know nothing about that. Couldn't tell you.
But are guys like him, I know team websites, Nick Eatman and them can't get into it.
So a lot of them, I think a lot of writers like that end up because of their proximity to the team, end up doing some work with the team where they end up having to do some contract stuff. If you even have contract work with the NFL at any point, you can't do it.
Let's hook you up for turning it on and leaving it on.
All right, Tolos, right now, call at number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Boys to Men at Windstar on Saturday, April 19th. That's call at number 10 at 877-881-1053.
1 through 5, 5 through 1 with you around the NFL power rankings here on DFW Sports Station. RJ's not here, but I think we can still do this.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
It is chopping it up. Can we at least rename it temporarily?
Yeah.
Maybe bobbing down instead of chopping up. Or you don't think that's good?
Bobbing down?
Yeah.
Bobbing down.
I mean,
get
if
out
you
the belt.
Want that visual out there for yourself, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, bobbing sure. down. Later we got below the belt. All right. Let's do chopping it up here on 105 through the fan. Let's start off with, because if it is choppy segment, ultimately, I think we should start with Kennedy news.
Okay.
Because that's what he loves. He is
RFK, by the way, in the Aaron Rodgers Netflix yesterday that I binge watched.
Oh, man, I've been so close to adding that as a drop for the below the belt intro. Was where Aaron Rodgers is talking about Robert Kennedy. He goes, I love Bobby. I've thought about having Peyton throw that in there, but haven't changed it up yet. No, RFK. So he has, obviously, he's going to be in the Donald Trump cabinet. Well, he's trying to get a little workaround going, and it's all in the name of proving that the CIA murdered his uncle, John F. Kennedy Jr. Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, who her name was Amaryllis Fox. I listened to her do an interview a couple years back before I had any idea she was a Kennedy.
We can't have Michael Lombardi on anymore to talk about this either.
I know. He gave us all the info, though. Like, go read this book and do this one. But RFK Jr. has been trying to get his daughter-in-law, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, to be the deputy CIA director. And it's something where it just got pushed back yesterday. They rejected it. They were able to cut it off and kill it. But it's the reason that's interesting as to why they're doing this. He wants her. He believes and has told people apparently privately he wanted her to get this job to basically work as a mole on the inside and prove that the CIA was responsible for killing his uncle, John F. Kennedy Jr. This is something that, like I said, they blocked it. They were ultimately able to get it done. But this has become a more and more like mainstream belief that, look, there's no way you could have had everything go down the way it was without the CIA being involved or having some sort of knowledge, or, oh, there had to be Secret Service involved or something like that. I don't know that I've ever heard from you. Have you ever shared your thoughts on what you think happened there?
No, I don't really have. Aaron Rodgers would hate me. Certain things I like to delve into, like the stock market, in terms of questioning.
Look, a little too much.
Way too much. Way too much. You're welcome, Zach and Eric. But other things I don't have the interest or the energy for. So this one, I let Choppy handle. I don't really delve into it. I haven't done a lot of homework or research.
So I have always, because I mean, especially because it's right here in Dallas, I've always had interest in, okay,
what I've gone over there.
There's definitely inconsistencies or weird explanations for things. But
I will say, the older I get, the more cynical I get.
See, I might be the opposite a little bit, like in cynical in life. But when it comes to conspiracy stuff, I found the older I get, a lot of these ones I
trust the government less.
Agreed. But I feel like I start a lot of these, like, for instance, I remember I used to be so certain that Tupac Shakur was set up where Suge Knight had, like, hey, you're going to shoot him when we pull up here and everything else. And the older I've gotten and the more I've thought about it, I've just been like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to say, shoot him with me right next to him. That doesn't make sense to me. And so I can't get past stuff like that.
But I think your voting stance proves that you are less trusting, because you're less interested in the presidential race, or you don't want to participate. So if you're turned off by it, maybe turned off doesn't equal trust.
I'm turned off, but I also look at it like, regardless of who I would have voted for, I look at it and say, in a state where the Electoral College has already been determined, basically, like, it doesn't contribute.
Bobby,
so
that's the loser thinking, all right? Every vote counts.
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay, yeah, if you want to get a whole anthill going, that's the other thing. Like, yeah, one ant is not powerful, but together,
so
if you
what,
all
you should
voted.
Only vote in states in which it's decided by 10 votes?
If I lived
end?
In Pennsylvania, I probably would have voted, to be honest. I would have figured it
suckers
out.
Suckers and losers.
Yeah, exactly. But this is one where the JFK thing, I still think they didn't get something right. Choppy and I were arguing about this during the break, I think on Friday before he left. We're not arguing, but talking about it, to where I still think Oswald was definitely up there trying to do something. He does not. He doesn't even think Oswald was anywhere near it. I think Oswald was up there trying to do something, was firing off shots, and went, oh, that wasn't my shot. Oh, crap. I'm being set up. Damn it, I got to run. That's what I think happened with JFK. But apparently RFK Jr. believes, nope, this is a CIA setup, and that is exactly what the issue was.
I'll add one in here with Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, by the way, I binge watched Rogers yesterday. Anyone watch the Jamie Foxx special? I am hearing glowing reviews about it.
I've never been interested in Jamie Foxx. He kind of annoys me.
What?
He kind of annoys
He's
me.
He's like so likable and so super talented. How can he possibly annoy you? Because you're backwards.
Because he's from Terrell and DFW. And
so
you,
what? Terrell, I'm close to Terrell.
So I'm saying, like, if you've lived around the Metroplex long enough and talked to enough people around here, you kind of hear like, yeah, well, I mean, Jamie Foxx isn't necessarily Jamie Foxx, you know. So.
Oh. Did you watch it? Have you had any interest in watching the Jamie Foxx special?
I have not. I have more interest in the Rogers special than Jamie Foxx.
All right, so you're going to watch that tonight?
Yeah.
If McKenzie lets him.
All right, so Jamie Foxx, after coming out and kind of explaining his health stuff, was at a table, I think in Beverly Hills, for a birthday dinner, and someone threw a glass at his face. Someone hit him with a glass in the face, and he needed stitches. So after going through all that, being on Netflix, someone was apparently trash talking about Mr. Chow, which I've heard of that restaurant many a times, and law enforcement had to get called in 10 o'clock of this high-end Beverly Hills restaurant.
And they don't have any background for why the hell somebody would have gotten so mad they just threw a glass at his face.
My TMZ report is details are murky. Details are murky, but there's Jamie Foxx. I basically wanted to only bring up the story to see who's seen the special and what y'all thought of it. Is it must watch? Is it something I have to go ahead and consume? 877-881-1053.
I do wonder, though, when you talk about details being murky and somebody throwing a glass, I will say that it's very rare, not impossible. It's very rare somebody's throwing a glass at your face for no reason. Look, that tells me some words may have been exchanged.
Yeah.
Something may have got a little tense there.
Oh, okay.
Somebody got that mad.
Jamie Foxx dinner altercation started with projecting laser pointer.
Oh, So laser
P pointer, the P word, like a private part.
Oh, interesting.
Is there?
I have no idea what that is.
A penis. A penis pointer out
please
there?
Mark that
is there a laser penis pointer
you can point at it I guess
this is a TMZ headline okay a laser penis pointer sparked dinner altercation beef with Jackass crew Jackass still happening
Yeah, and they'll do stuff every now and then. They were trying to get Jackass together for another thing like a year or two ago and Bam Margera couldn't get sober enough for
of
it.
All things, a phallic laser pointer is at the center of the dispute. There it is. So I guess you can make the laser pointers. Did you ever have one of those? I loved it. I love one of those.
Oh yeah, no, that used to. I remember when they first came out. That was a big problem at NBA games because you'd have people that would like flash them in the eyes while people were doing free throws or different things like that.
So now you want to take it back? Someone put that on Jamie's forehead or something, and he maybe got hype about it. Didn't think it was funny.
As soon as you see it's Jackass, though, everyone else in history goes, oh, it's the Jackass guys.
You're
punked. You're like punked when Ashton Kutcher used it. Everybody goes, oh, it's Ashton. It's a prank.
I don't think that Johnny Knoxville was at the table. All right. So I don't know if I'm looking over there and being like, oh, I think those guys are Jackass.
I think every single one of those guys looks exactly like Steve-O, Wee Man. You wouldn't recognize them if they're flashing a penis laser in your face.
I don't know that those guys were there. We'll see.
I would just assume they were. All right, Sean, and we're doing Chopping It Up here on 105.3 The Fan. How far, and you too, Peyton, would you be willing to travel for sweet, sweet loving? Probably not as far as one horned up, fittingly named humpback whale. Researchers tracked a humpback male who made a record 8,000-mile, three-ocean trip just to find other humpback whales who weren't taken and might be down for some sexy time. This was the largest trek they've ever found by far for a humpback whale to make for mating. And they're like, basically this came down to, you know, they say...
How do they know it was just for mating, not like searching for food or whatever?
Because, I mean, like, it's something where once he reached that end...
They checked their text messages?
Once he reached that, he got the U up. Once he reached that end, he then was looking for his mate. He searched for his mate when he got there. But the thing that's interesting is they say that, you know, you've got the term there's plenty of fish in the sea, which I know whales aren't technically fish, they're mammals. But the idea is that this whale felt like, all right, there's not enough opportunity over here. I got to move 8,000 miles away to find. So it's the person who goes, you know what, I'm going to go, if you live in Europe or something, I'm going to go check out American Girls. I just need to broaden my taste. I'm going to go move to America. That's essentially what this whale did. But it brings up a larger question, which is why I bring it up. I mean, it's interesting, whatever, but it brings up a larger question. We're all taking men now. But back in the day, it's midnight on a Saturday. Maybe you got a little buzz. And after a long dry spell, you get the come over text. How far away would it have to be for you to go, no.
Ooh. Now in DFW, everything is basically 30-minute minimum. Peyton, you're a... You're humping over your microphone right now. You look like you want to answer.
I don't know if I'm going to get hate for this or if people are going to agree, but I would go 60 miles.
Dang!
Oh, my gosh.
60 miles.
That's an hour.
That's longer than an hour here. So
middle of the night, I would. If it's middle of the night, I guess. But
I think I'd rather wait the hour for a pizza.
I think I'm with you. I can't tell if it's I'm stuck in my current perspective and worldview, though.
Depends how desperate I am, I guess. Obviously.
Yeah, obviously it depends on that.
That's what I'm
40 minutes. 40 minute max.
40 minute. Okay, let's incorporate into this discussion. You know, but you're buzzed. You know that you've got to pay for a 40-minute Uber, and she's not going to let you stay. So it's a 40-minute Uber back to that you're
paying. She's not going
to
let you stay.
She's not going to let you stay. You assume.
Is that how the whales are? They're like, hit it and quit it?
You assume she's not going to let you stay the night.
Oh.
Let's just say that. Well,
if I'm not staying, I'm not going.
Okay. All right. I
can't make the trip back.
I think 40 minutes is the max if
you miss.
I'm not staying. If it's staying an hour.
Oh, shoot. There's a lot of guys who would probably be like, I'd rather not stay.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, at that point, you're also just like, I don't want to pay for an Uber or like have to ride. My gosh, could you imagine how sick you're probably going to feel another 40 miles back in an Uber with the gas brake in somebody's backseat?
We all don't get car sick like you.
No, but if we've all been drinking and you get that gas brake, 281, it also depends on How good looking she may or may not be. Didn't quite say that. 972 said, I've driven 1.5 hours before.
Okay.
I knew somebody who is actually my cousin. He went 2 hours.
Dang.
2 hours and back in the same night. Just because.
And back?
Mm-hmm, because it was a text. She was on campus and she's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. You should come over, hang out tonight. And he's like, okay. And he drove there. It seems like the most common answer here is we're saying an hour. You got to basically cap this at an hour.
I do have a question, though. If it's that long of a drive, do you have to clarify, hey, is something going to happen? Because if I drive an hour and nothing happens,
then you're blocked.
Yeah.
Oh, if she says come over at midnight, though, in this particular scenario, I'm
just saying, you got to make sure, though. I don't know. If it's over an hour,
what would be your follow up, Peyton? Are you saying four? Four dot 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 ramen?
I would just put cereal? Question mark.
Yeah, cereal.
What
exactly.
Are we going to do?
That's what I do. Sean,
what would you like to do? What board game?
Do you want Santa Claus, Stanley Cups, or DNA tests?
Santa Claus.
Okay. Bloomingdale's is in some hot water with parents. And it's for their attempt to force Santa to get a makeover. So as part of their Wicked-themed Christmas motif that they're doing at Bloomingdale's this year, when Santa
Wicked?
Claus... Yes, Wicked the movie. When Santa Claus comes to visit from the North Pole, when he makes his trek from the North Pole and stops at Bloomingdale's, they're requiring him to change out of his typical red suit, and they're making him wear a green suit as part of their reimagining of a Wicked Christmas. And there are parents just destroying Bloomingdale's on their Facebook, their social media pages, going, you do not tell Santa what to wear. This is BS. My kid's upset that showed up and Santa was in a green suit.
Really stupid. Really stupid. My wife tried to get me to go to the Santa photo Sunday morning. But we had a little accident in the car with one of my children on the way back home. So their car seat was not usable. Mm. So that luckily got me out of that. Now, do you know that I have the Santa suit as well in the house? Amanda bought me a Santa suit a few years ago from when we don't go see the real Santa.
Yeah, when he's not really, because he's got a lot of responsibilities. Yeah. He's got a lot of places.
When he's busy just as a backup, I've had to dress in that twice. So this year I was like, I'll just dress in it. I don't want to go. I don't want to sit there and go and line up. But if we went there and it was not the usual Santa look, oh no. That would be a freak out. This is a stupid, stupid, stupid decision.
Yeah, because this just seems like it's one of those things where like, oh, let's try to be like creative and edgy and like try.
You want to dress up the Easter Bunny? Fine. I don't know what the Easter Bunny usually wears. Does he even wear clothes? I don't know. Put him in something green.
It's like ice cream. Don't dress up ice. Like ice cream's just good. Or there's some things that are so good. It's like you don't need to try to keep reinventing it over time.
What are you not putting on ice cream?
No, I'm just saying that whenever you see people that do their like, oh, we're doing bubblegum swirl with moose tracks. It's like, all right, just ice cream's good enough. You don't have to do that.
Chopping it up every hump day. During the commercial-free expressway here with Sean and Bobby. We got Peyton and Caitlin live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. 1 through 5, 5 through 1. And is anyone around the country buying more Cowboys? Your NFL power rankings are next.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.